Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master with Bill the Producer, also Jimmy the Bubble Boy.
What's up, Greg?
What up, man? Matt, where's your phone? Where's your iPhone 5?
I did not get the iPhone 5, Greg.
What? You work for them.
I know. That's sad.
What is going on?
Now, I'm not eligible for an upgrade until December.
I see. I have the new iPhone 5 right here. I was hoping Siri could do the show with us today.
Uh-oh.
And I don't know if I can get her to work. Maybe you know how to, because you work for these guys.
Yeah.
And isn't Siri supposed to do everything for you?
I think Siri is Tom Cruise's kid.
Is that what it is?
No, that's Siri.
Oh, I misunderstood.
Siri, who's your daddy? Oh, come on. I don't know. Where's the speaker on this thing? Do you know, James?
Yeah, it's at the bottom.
Jimmy?
You got, what? Oh, I heard
is it? I heard something. Isn't it at the bottom?
It turns out James actually works for the help desk area, and he takes 100 calls a day from people saying, hey, I host a radio show and I want to do a worthless gimmick. How exactly should I do that best?
And it's like, just contact Greg.
Siri, what's my name? Come on.
Sorry, I didn't get that.
See, you can't hear squat.
Hey, by the way, Siri has no idea what your name is, and none of us care because we all know you are Greg Holt.
Greg the Dive Master to you. Sorry.
All right. I don't know if Siri would have said that.
She would have. I told her to earlier, and obviously she's not listening to me.
You know who would listen to you?
Who?
Walt DeMartini. He's on line 3.
Would he? Let's talk to Captain Walt here. And he probably has one of these new iPhone 5s. Do you, Walt? Did you get the latest and greatest?
I'm still with the Roid.
The Roids.
He's got the Roids.
Droids.
He's got the Roids. He takes Droids. Cream.
Okay. Well, that's fine. In time. Captain Walt DeMartini, legendary in South Florida for having the most beautiful dive masters on his dive boat, the Dry Martini.
Oh, yeah.
He has made quite a reputation for himself in that regard, and he's a good friend of the show. You know, Walt, we went out lobster diving for mini season on the Dry Martini 2. Your go-fast boat, well, that was one of the most fun dive experiences I've ever had, even though we didn't limit out that day. Have you been out doing any lobstering since?
I did a lot of lobstering over in the Bahamas. We've got some. You can't take them on scuba over there. It's free diving only. But you can spear them over there.
Right.
And my buddy who lives over there has got a couple of secret holes. And so he goes down there and lifts up the car hood, and all of a sudden, boom, you got 30 bugs on board your boat there. So
wait a minute.
It worked out real good.
In an effort to preserve the lobster in the Bahamas, you can't take them on scuba, but you can kill them. And if it was an egg-bearing female, it would be a dead egg-bearing female. Am I right?
No, you can't take the egg-bearing females.
Well, how do you know if you can shoot them?
Well, you look before you shoot, you big dummy.
What, do they wear bikinis?
Bahamas, they're a little bit more revealing.
I would know better. I would know better than to shoot a dive master on DeMartini's boat if it couldn't be a potentially egg-bearing female.
No.
But I don't know.
No, the lobsters are much more or less inhibited in the Bahamas than they are in America. So they're a little bit more revealing, willing to show their legs and eggs. Anyway.
They wear thongs over there.
You know, I got to say, though, the spearing of lobster seems hard to me. I mean, I've seen them do this, but I've seen them use the hook. And were they? Was he hooking them or was he spearing them?
No, he just he spears them, and he spears like about six or seven in a row, and then hands the spear up to me with six or seven bugs on it.
Yeah, and wow. In between, he spears an onion and a couple of peppers, and they just shish kebab them.
Mm.
It's fantastic.
Nice.
It's the best food ever.
Oh, they're very efficient there
in
the Bahamas.
I can't believe you were over there and actually saw that.
Yeah, not many people
the
can.
Shish kebab.
Yeah. Yeah, but the hooking technique or the spearing, it seems hard to me. It seems really difficult. But I guess that's just the way they do it there in the Bahamas, and it's a little bit more sporty because you do have to do it free diving as opposed to on scuba, I guess, right there, Walt?
That's correct. That's correct. And only the Bahamian commercial fishermen with the Bahamian license, they can take them on hookah or on Brownie's Third Lungs. They can hunt for them over with, that's the only kind of compressed air that they can use. I don't think they can use tanks, but I've seen a bunch of them over there with the hookahs.
Interesting. All right. Well, there you go. We got to go over there and do some of that. And, you know, in between your lobstering, you pick up a conch or two and clean that booger out of a conch shell and eat the conch pistol and that in, which is Bahamian Viagra, supposedly.
Yep,
that's the sex organ of the conch. Is there any? There's no Viagra product connected to cleaning a lobster, I guess. Is there? Maybe we ought to make up one.
Oh, I'll tell you what, though. You're turning on the misses.
What do you mean? I'm turning on the missus.
Oh, I'll tell you what. You show up wearing nothing but a thong. What? You borrow one of Walt's, and you show up wearing nothing but a thong and two lobster tails. It's on, baby.
It's on, like Donkey Kong.
Listen, I was out recruiting mermaids for you last night.
Just that way, too. He walks around with a thong and some drawn butter. And a couple of lobster tails, and then he gets some mermaids. I'm pretty sure that's the technique which Greg has always used.
Yeah. Yeah, excuse me, I'm distracted because Jimmy the Bubble Boy is grabbing my iPhone 5, and I'm afraid he's going to put some goofy video on here.
No,
like
I would never
two
do
women
that, Greg.
In a cup or something like that. anyway, I digress. But,
You guys are having a ball today. Huh?
As always. But, you know, I'm looking forward to coming down and doing some more diving off the dry martini, too. I mean, when we did that on opening day of mini season, Walter, actually it was the second day of lobster mini season in Florida, you know, this is a go-fast boat, a cigarette boat. It's not designed for scuba diving. I was like, okay, this is going to be an issue. This is going to be a problem. But we had a great time. And it actually, once we, you know, you kind of had, you had a system that we used. Putting the gear overboard and attaching a drag line to it. And then you get into the gear in the water and get out of the water. It was actually a fairly easy technique, you think?
You did a drift dive holding onto a line behind a go-fast boat. That must have been awesome.
Well, you troll.
He was barefooting first.
That's right. I was barefooting.
Woo!
But it was we had really nice conditions. It isn't the kind of thing I would recommend if there's any kind of rough seas, because things get moved around, your boat could get banged up. That's, you're more worried about that than anything else, and we don't want to mess up the dry martini too, do we?
That's correct.
Yeah,
we sure don't.
You break it, you
Listen,
buy it.
Are you getting all set up for Vegas?
I am. We got the Dima show coming up in November, second week of November, and we've rallied our pod of mermaids, and we got them all squared away and ready for. And another big appearance at the Dima show, as well as the Scuba Cowboy. But you have been you've been scouting for mermaids.
I think I think I've got a couple that may show up in Vegas with me. So,
really? Do we have to pay them in advance? Is there like a minimum lap dance fee or anything that we have to secure or what there, Walt?
2-drink minimum.
it's a bare minimum.
It's a bare minimum, okay. Very nice. Well, okay. So you never know what might happen. Yeah, we're actually going to use the mermaids at Dima this year a little bit different, because they want to. I don't know. They're not just going to be mermaids. at the DEMA show this year. You know, our mermaids are actually dive instructors.
They are.
They're accomplished scuba divers.
They're not just good to look at, but boy, are they good to look at.
Yes. Well, we're going to expand their capability at the DEMA show as opposed to just sitting around in their tails being carried from this spot to the other. We're going to actually make them work.
I got you.
Yeah.
What?
Did you tell them that I was doing the mermaid training in my hot tub down here?
No, but I will pass that along. That sounds like a good hazing or fishy instructional swamp process that they probably need to go through. You know, a little hot tub training with Walt DeMartini in South Florida. I think that sounds like a prerequisite to becoming a scuba radio mermaid. You think, Bill?
I'll go.
Okay, you'll need an assistant.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry. And at an affordable price, go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
Isn't this exciting?
It is. It's fun.
You know what? I think I'm going to skip the scuba diving.
Ruben, no. No, you called 8 hotels. They all said that this spot is the best.
I know, but you know how I am about boats, and I'm feeling a little queasy.
Oh, no, your stomach's acting funny.
It's okay now, but I think it might... You know how it gets, you know? So why don't you go?
We're on a honeymoon. I'm not going to go without you.
No, you've been wanting to try this. I want you to go. Okay?
No.
So it'll be fun. I'll pick you up like at 4 o'clock, all right?
I love you.
So I got to find out what is the what's the best dive app here for my new iPhone 5. Jimmy the Bubble Boy has had an iPhone for some time. This is my first iPhone. I've had an iPad, but I got an iPhone 5 yesterday, first time they were released, and I was able to snag one. And now I can watch whoop, 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 Gangnam Style. I can do that anytime. I can watch that video anytime, anywhere, around the clock, 24/7. I feel special. But as a scuba diver, I do want to, you know, apply some of these, you know, some of this technology to my diving. And there's several dive log apps. I got one already loaded up that I'm going to try. And what, a weather style? What is it?
Yeah, there's one called Scuba-Doo if you're down in Key Largo.
No, I know those guys.
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah, they have a Little Mermaid logo.
Yep.
The Scuba-Doo folks. Yeah. And, yeah, but as far as like dive log apps, you got you're okay. He's showing me this stuff. like weather apps, which was, you know, that makes sense, you know, weather radar and stuff. But I'm talking about like dive logs. You know, there's a new product that actually takes your iPhone and turns it into a dive computer. And you put it in this case, this waterproof case, and it literally does everything a high-end dive computer would do, as well as, you know, you take pictures and things like that. I don't think it works yet with the iPhone 5. The 5 just came out yesterday.
Siri, I'm running out of air.
Yes. What do I do?
Where's your buddy? Your buddy is 2 meters away.
You're screwed. You know, that kind of thing. But, yeah, I mean, it's pretty amazing the technology is coming out. And we're probably going to get a pretty good glimpse of what is coming out in that regard at the DEMA show in November. Second week of November, we will be there in Las Vegas, as Walt DeMartini mentioned earlier. We'll be there with the Scuba Cowboy, the Mermaids, the whole crew. And getting a glimpse of what's going to show up on your local store shelves at the dive center near you. And I have a feeling that, you know, as we started to see a lot last year, there was a lot of folks that were developing apps for iPhones and things like that, especially in the dive computer world. And there's no doubt that that's where things are going. Now, will the iPhone or your cell phone end up ever replacing your dive computer? I don't know. We'll see. But I got to tell you, it looks like there's definitely some, you know, some people heading in that direction. And if nothing else, it'll be, you know, addendum to your dive computer. And your dive computer will sync to your cell phone, maybe, in some capacity. And that'd be kind of nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, your dive log on the cloud. That would be cool.
Maybe. But there's several dive log apps out there already. You just go to the App Store, and they do that for Google, too. I had an Android phone, and I had a couple of apps, especially in the dive log type of thing, that I was messing with. I never really started using them much because I knew I was getting ready to switch, and I was like, I'll just wait till I get this iPhone, and then I'll hunker down and pick a dive log that I'm going to commit to and start logging all my dives on my iPhone.
They make an iGills accessory for
right.
the iPhone.
That is one of the
turns it
products.
Into a dive computer.
Yeah,
and it lets you film underwater using your iPhone.
Right. And this is you know, the iPhone 5. Like I said, the iGills, that is the name of the product I was talking about. I don't know that it's it doesn't work with an iPhone 5. I'm guessing not least yet.
Well, the operating system will work. I don't know if it has anything new bells and whistles wise with
well,
the iPhone
Well, it has
5.
To fit in their case.
Correct.
And so I'm guessing it wouldn't, because the iPhone 5 is like half the width. I mean,
right.
Thing's much smaller.
Yeah, they
have smaller.
The iPhone 4 and the iPhone 4S.
Yeah.
And, they do have one for an iPhone 5, but it costs $3,000. But they figure people that rushed out to buy the iPhone 5 have more money than they need anyway, so they're just going to spend it.
You know that.
Wow.
I'm sick and tired of hearing that.
They will handcraft it to you from soap.
I've seen so many people, so many haters out there on all the pundits out there say, the economy's so great. People can afford iPhones. There's no crappy economy, blah, blah, blah. What are you talking about? I got this iPhone because I was able to get an upgrade. Hello? It's the same damn price as the old iPhone.
Okay.
So,
except, and
what?
I hate to point this out to you. I mean,
yeah.
I hate.
What?
The last time they came out with a new iPhone, the prices dropped by $100 by Christmas.
Right.
3 months later, they dropped $100 off. Do you know why? Because people will pay to have it first. You know why? Because they're stupid.
No, that's not true. I was ready for an upgrade. I needed an upgrade. And I
needed an upgrade.
Get...
And look, you just came out with a phone. How convenient. Here I am standing in the iPhone store.
Right.
I'm here standing in the Apple store, and I just need to have an upgrade, and you just happen to have a brand new phone. You didn't pre-order it or anything like that. You didn't stand in line. You didn't camp out like a moron. No, you just happened to be in the Apple store.
He did.
That's a lie.
He was in
That's
the Apple
the
store.
That's the absolute truth.
I literally...
in the Apple store yesterday.
He was.
Happened to go coincidentally yesterday to the Apple
That's
store.
Right.
Last night, I went to the Apple store in Altamont, right here in Orlando, Florida, about 7:30. I went by the Apple store just to see what all the hubbub was about. And I figured, you've heard all the reports, all the iPhone 5s are sold out everywhere, blah, blah, blah. I go up to the guy, and I'm like, hey, what's the deal? Is there like a waiting list on the iPhone 5s or what? He goes, well, what carrier? And I'm like, well, I got Sprint. He goes, oh, it just so happens I have some of those still.
Yeah.
Right here.
Because there was a
like,
truck
what?
That took off a little fast out in front of the mall, and I picked this box of them up off the back.
No, they just had a few still left. And I literally grabbed it. There was no line. I had waited for one guy in front of me. But he gave me, he says, here, take this ticket, and they'll take care of you in just a bit.
Did
so
the guy
I
have
literally
a genius
walked
shirt
into
on?
The Apple store and had no wait, nothing. And
Greg, I take back every bad thing I said about you.
I'm telling
you, your story is true.
It is absolutely
not as much
God's
of a moron
honest,
as I thought.
It's God's because I would never wait in line for an iPhone. I'm sorry that
I won't wait in line
don't
for popcorn.
That's true. But I was like, wait, you really have them? Okay, well, what the heck? I'll go ahead and get it. I'm due for an upgrade anyway, and they have them. They're probably going to sell out of them, and they evidently had one for me. So I'm like, okay, I'll grab it. So I shootsy scores. But I didn't wait for anything. I'm a proud owner of an iPhone 5, but I got it because of the upgrade, honestly. I mean,
yeah, Greg.
It's not, you know, and then really price-wise.
Because you had that old phone for how many decades?
Like for 15
years. 2 whole years.
2 years. Yeah.
That's archaic.
Well, you know, I want to be up with the latest and greatest. You know, it's hip to be
Bill holds up his brick phone. He's showing us his brick phone through the window.
It's a bag phone.
As I said on our Facebook page, I am now officially cool.
That's not really true.
No, it is. It is. It's on the internet.
Scuba Radio. Scuba. Scuba Radio.
Okay, Siri's calling me Greg the Dive Master, so I feel complete now. I can now continue as a human being. I am now at one with my iPhone 5. And now I just got to download some of these apps, and I'll be good to go. Dive logs and things like that, and that will be good. That, by the way, that iGills thing, that iGillis or whatever it is.
iGills.
I know they're going to be a demon. They announced that device at the DEMA show last year, and I'm pretty sure they're going to have a presence there in November. So we'll have a full report for you on that coming up. Hey, also, how would you like to go on a unique type of treasure hunt? You know, talking about cool gadgets and things like that.
I feel better when he asks this question when his hands aren't in his pants.
Divers need dive watches. Even if you have a cell phone, you know, which, you know, you could use that as a timing device as well, possibly. But you're still going to need a timing device like a dive watch. It's hard to, you know, hard to get everything done without one of those. There's this new company called, well, not new company, but an old new company. They've just re-released these classic watches by a company called Aquadive. And they've orchestrated a great watch hunt, an underwater type of thing where you can go down underwater and search for a dive watch that they're going to place around the world. So as part of their campaign, we're going to have one of the representatives from that company and from that organization on here in just a bit and give you the lowdown on where to find these watches that they're going to plant all around the world. And if you go down and look in the right places when they give out the tips and stuff, and who knows, we'll try to squeeze some extra, you know, tidbits out of them. So you can get a little head start maybe on your fellow divers that would like to snag one of these watches, which they're like $1,500 dive watches.
Wow.
These are not little tchotchke dive watches. These are very, very nice pieces of gear. So that's coming up, as well as a new Dan tip on what to do when you're off season. As we approach the winter months, you might be kind of thinking about, you know, storing that gear. We got a few tips for you next right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio, divers consumer tip number 189. Take it from me.
Easy, Cuddles.
Cuttlefish do not like to be cuddled.
Welcome to another edition of To Catch a Predator.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And in the studio, we have Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. What do you have for us today, Nick?
A question, Greg.
Ask away.
What do you think of when I say dry diving?
Dry suits.
That's a logical answer. What about when I say frigid temperatures, howling winds, ice, and snow?
I say, I'll see you next summer.
That's what most folks think when winter comes around. But I say there are lots of ways you can stay involved in diving, even if you have no desire to get wet. And I'd say that each of these ways offers a benefit to you as a diver.
Okay, I'm curious.
Winter, which is the off-season for most of us not lucky enough to live in your neck of the woods, is a great time to catch up or increase diving knowledge.
You mean like finally getting to that stack of magazines that I've been wanting to read?
Exactly. Or that list of dive books that caught your interest. Or those videos you've been wanting to watch.
You mean like all those online videos Dan offers?
Aren't you nice?
Well, they're great. And those, along with all the others that are out there, will definitely keep you busy.
And each one is chock full of information and can contribute to increasing your dive knowledge.
What if you actually feel like leaving the house and braving the elements?
How about taking a continuing education course? Not all of them involve diving, and you can learn first aid with a Dan course, or you can care for your gear with an equipment maintenance course.
You could also take care of your gear by getting its annual service done, couldn't you?
Sure. Avoid the rush and get it up and ready to go.
You know, as a doctor talking about the off season, I'm surprised you haven't pulled the fitness guard and advised us to get to the gym.
I hate to be so obvious,
but you believe so deeply in the connection between fitness and diving.
It's not so much my belief as it is science. Being fit is just a good thing to be.
So get started on a fitness program.
The sooner the better.
How about staying in touch with other divers?
Winter doesn't have to mean the end of the social aspect we all enjoy so much. Off-season offers a great chance for dive clubs to shine. Use the time to get together and maybe even work on off-season goals together. Encourage each other on the fitness side or take some continuing education classes together. Plan some special events like maybe a fundraiser that benefits an organization that is important to your club. Just being around other divers can keep you active in the sport until the season rolls around again.
And what if you just have to get in the water?
Take a refresher course or grab a buddy and head to the pool to practice. Keeping your skills sharp or practicing skills you don't often use is never a waste of time.
Or you could always book that midwinter trip to a tropical location.
Now that's a great tip. No question about it.
There are lots of ways for divers to stay active, even if it's not the perfect time of year to get wet. Use the off-season to take care of the things that often get pushed aside in warmer weather, and you'll be surprised at how much they can contribute to making you a better and safer diver. Do that, and you're guaranteed Dan Good Diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
All right, coming up, we have info for you on the Aquadive Great Watch Hunt. You're going to have to stay tuned to find out what that's all about. Also, Scuba Snobs tips are coming up here in just a bit. But before we get to all that, a couple things you want to throw out there. You know, we have our scuba cruise coming up here on October 6th. I think there's two spaces left, maybe. If you call up Explore Ventures, 1-800-322-3577, you might be able to get on board here at the last minute. October 6th is literally just a couple weeks away. At Turks and Caicos, it'll be myself. We have Mermaid Lizzie, Mermaid Tiffany. We have the Scuba Cowboy is going to entertain us by playing music all week. We'll do a broadcast on board. Dan and Betty Orr from Divers Alert Network. It's just going to be a blast. October 6th through the 13th in the Turks and Caicos with Explore Ventures.
And my bags are packed, so if those two spots don't get filled, I am ready to go, Greg.
Well, no. If they're not filled, they're not going to be filled. You just have to call them and book it and put down your deposit. At this point, you just need to pay. It's a great deal, actually. You know, they're not charging any more than they typically do for this trip, even though we're going to be on board and bring a few extra goodies for everyone that comes on.
It almost pays for itself, doesn't it?
Almost, you know.
If you don't factor in the aggravation of having to put up with you, without me being there to soften the blow.
Well, that's why we have the mermaids on board. They'll be softening any blows and things. What are you learning? They're mermaids.
They're going to slap you in the tail. What they're going to do?
Good at softening blows.
Yes. So it's going to be a blast. Go to exploreventures.com, 1-800-322-3577. Book it if you want to join us here at the last minute, and you won't be sorry, because it's going to be an awesome, awesome adventure.
If your name is Dano, I will give you $20 to book it, Dano.
Oh, God.
Well, we are going to have Dan from Dan, and we could call him Dano for the heck of it, because he's already booked it.
Actually,
Dano's
Dan.
Booked it.
He's Dan Orr.
Yeah.
He's Dan O.
He is.
Oh, my gosh, he is.
Damn it, I owe Dan and Betty $20. Me and my big, stupid mom.
See? That, if you, 20 bucks and you could have went to the Turks and Caicos. Now, this is my favorite itinerary that I've done with Explore Ventures is going on. I mean, this is like my fourth or fifth time on this itinerary. The boat is spectacular. The Turks and Caicos are beautiful, especially at this time of year, because the water is still warm and clear from the summer months. The wind hasn't picked up for the winter. The time that we are going to dive in the Turks and Caicos is just perfect. It is absolutely perfect. It's not unheard of to just have gin clear water for the entire week and flat calm seas. That's what you get, unless a storm were to come through. But the odds are not very likely that'll be the case. Now, and I'm not alone. Peter Greenberg, you know, the big travel guy you see on TV and stuff, right? Today Show or whatever he does. I don't know.
Not the Peter Greenberg who was my dive instructor.
No.
Different Peter Greenberg. Son of a gun. How many can there possibly be?
But I'm sure he would agree with this Peter Greenberg.
Okay, I'm sure.
Greenberg. Peter Greenberg, you know who I'm talking about, that travel writer guy?
I know exactly who you're talking about.
He has just put something up on his website. I guess it's relatively new, but the hidden gems of the Turks and Caicos. He actually singled out the Turks and Caicos as the place to go for some world-class diving and snorkeling especially.
So that's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Peter Greenberg hiding gems in the Turks and Caicos, and then in just a couple of minutes we're going to find out about these watches that are getting hidden all over the place.
Yeah, there could be gems and watches. Maybe
who knew?
You never know.
Watch with gems in it.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to look for gems. And who knows? Maybe we will find out. There's some watches there in the Turks and Caicos, too. But what I can guarantee you, there'll be great diving. I mean, we've shot some amazing videos on this itinerary in the Turks and Caicos, if nothing else, because the water is so clear. And it just, you know, when it's that clear, when you're, like, diving through air and you don't have, you know, muck or sediment, which sometimes can play to your advantage when pulling out critters and things, but if you just want pretty pictures of reefs or we want to have a mermaid swim through the area.
Cool.
You know, we actually did a photo shoot in the Turks and Caicos on a sandbar in the middle of the Turks and Caicos. There's no land anywhere nearby at all, but the sandbar would show up in the afternoon at low tide, and we went and took the inflatable over there and did a music video for Scuba Radio with the mermaids and the group of divers on the boat. And it was just like shot right out of the Travel Channel.
Did you sing, Greg?
Actually, I lip-synced.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Because it was a video. And you really don't want to hear me sing live. Lip-syncing's bad enough, trust me. But yeah, who knows? We may do something like that. But the bottom line is that the scenery and the water is just perfect for underwater photography, or topside for that matter. So, you know, like, to this day, on my laptop computer that we're using right there, Bill, you know my desktop shot there.
Yes, I do.
Is from the Turks and Caicos, from that shoot that I told you about, and actually Mermaid Abby shot that picture.
Wow.
And
I'll tell you what, and they also filmed the show Gem and the Holograms right there in the Turks and Caicos. That's the hidden gems they're talking about.
I don't think that's true. I think
Are you positive?
I think it's a rumor and innuevendo.
That's truly outrageous.
I think Jim and the Holograms was a cartoon, wasn't it?
I think it's a rumor you just started. I don't even think that's on the internet, so it can't be true. Hey, you just made that up off the top of your head, didn't you? Come on, fess up.
All right, I admit it. I made it up. All right, fine.
I telepathically put that in his brain.
Siri, Jim and the Holograms.
Siri, should we kill Bill, the producer, for lying to the world right then? Oh, crap. I can't get her to talk to me.
So.
Typical woman.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
So, tell me true. Are you guys for scuba?
What does that mean?
I'm like the unofficial scuba king of St. Bart. So, if you are for scuba, I take you out on the boat. I show you the coral reef. We have kind of like a scuba party.
You know, that sounds great, but we're not certified, so we're going to have to pass.
That is no biggie. I get a resort certified. Couple of hours.
Oh, I have always wanted to try it.
Yeah? Mm-hmm.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, Bill the Producer, Jimmy the Bubble Boy here as well. And look, okay, who doesn't need a new dive watch? I think I just heard a resounding yes. Didn't you hear that? Everybody just screamed at their radio. And I think what we need to do is give you a couple ideas on how to get one. There's this company called Aquadive. And they are doing the Great Watch Hunt. And as part of a launch of their product line, or a reissue of their product line, they are going to do this Great Watch Hunt. And we have Steve on Scuba Radio right now to tell us about it. Well, maybe not. Do we? Which one?
Yeah.
There he is.
Here.
All right. There you are, Steve. How are you? Welcome to Scuba Radio.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
All right. So tell us about, first of all, tell us about these watches, these Aquadive watches. What makes them special?
Well, Aquadive was, if you've got any, I'll use the word venerable divers in your audience, Aquadive is a brand that somebody who was diving in the late 60s to mid 70s might recognize. It was a handmade Swiss brand. It was carried in dive shops all over the country, all over the world. it was a very classic designed watch. The earlier ones were a little smaller than the current iteration because times and tastes have changed and people don't like sub 40 millimeter watches anymore. But it was a legendary watch. I forget who it was, but there were some famous divers and actors that were used in some of the ads at the time. I think it's in the press.
I remember Lloyd Bridges used to wear three of them on his arm and dare you to tell him he didn't know what time it was.
There you go, and one on his ankle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So these watches were known, and they were off the market for, you know, a good 30 years or so, and a Swiss company is bringing the brand back and bringing this watch back. They look like the older ones, and as a matter of fact, they have several. They're handmade in Switzerland of all Swiss parts, which is kind of rare in the watch world. But they also have a supply of what are called NOS, new old stock watches. So you could actually get an original vintage, reworked, retooled, redrilled, like brand new old stock version of the watch as well. The same one that, you know, the venerable divers in your audience might have worn.
I was in Times Square. I was in Times Square back in 1973, and I bought one of those watches for $5.
No, you didn't. That's a lie.
Get your money back.
Yeah, he's been drinking, Steve. I apologize for him. However,
so he must be diving in Puerto Rico.
Yeah, maybe. But, okay, so they sound pretty cool. You can go to aquadive.com, I believe, is the website. Am I right there, Steve? Let me make sure. I want to make sure I...
you got the press release. I think that's right. Yes, it's aquadive.com.
Yes, aquadive.com. Check out the watches. And these are really nice watches. Like I said, Swiss made, you know, $1,500 thereabouts. There's a few different models where they start. So these are definitely high-end, nice pieces of things to have around your wrist, topside, and below the water. Now, let's talk about how you guys are launching this promotion, because this is kind of cool. It's a little take on a treasure hunt, scavenger hunt type of thing. Walk us through this a little bit, will you?
We kicked around several ideas. We were originally thinking about doing like an underwater geocaching thing. We were thinking about, you know, secreting them in various locations. And what we determined was, since it's a dive watch, we want to focus everything on divers. And it's an international brand, so we're going to be doing this promotion internationally. The first location is at a very well-known dive site where there is, I'm going to give you a bigger clue than the one that was in the press.
Okay.
There is a 727 hidden in the water in this dive site. If you're a Midwest diver, you know immediately exactly where I'm talking about.
All right, so this is a scuba radio scoop right here. You're telling us that there's a 727 underwater at this dive site.
Yes, sir. I don't think it gets any more clear than that. I could tell you the state starts with an I, but that would just limit it to three or four Midwest states. So it's not going to be hard for somebody to figure out. So we have taken a series of clues. We have hidden them underwater at this dive site, this quarry, which has a 727, the same one used in U.S. Marshals, planted it. You could, in the time it'll take me to tell the story, you could Google it and find the answer.
Yeah, okay. And that's what Bill's doing right now, by the way.
this particular quarry has, as do all Midwest quarries, multiple objects located in it. You've got, you know, planes, you've got fire, you got the usual plethora of stuff.
Okay.
So we've hidden clues around this quarry. One clue will lead you to the next, will lead you to the next. The final clue will lead you to a box. Within this box, there are several cards. I believe that there will be a total of 32 put out altogether. You find that you're a buddy diver, of course, so you and your buddy each grab a card. You find this. You bring it to the dive shop at this 727 located quarry,
right,
which everyone should have guessed by now. You're in the water next weekend, next Saturday or Sunday, or you're in the water the following weekend, the 6th and the 7th, which is the following Saturday or Sunday. Once the 32 are turned in, because they're only going to be 8 a day put out to accommodate, you know, four teams.
Nice. Okay, so you get a card, go to the dive shop, and then you pick a winner from those 32 cards. But we had a major scoop right here. I didn't know he was going to do that. But there you go, 727 underwater in the Midwest in a state with a
that starts
letter
with an
I
and ends with an S.
You gave more! That's awesome. All right, there you go, aquadive.com. Go there for all the information. And if we don't beat you there to it. All right, hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving is coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.